Morgan is so much like me, who I really am, how I really look, how I dress, how I would deal with my child and what I would do and how I would respond to things, that it's been a very scary undertaking for me because, you know, you feel like you reveal who you really are, where as an actor you want to just sort of put yourself under there somewhere and then the character goes on top, you know. So what I realized most of all as an actor is that it's okay to be more, I guess it's who a movie star is. A movie star kind of plays their main character over and over and over again, and we fall in love with it, and we think it's great, and we love that they do that thing that they do, you know? And I always think I'm not interesting enough to just be who I am. So it's better for me to be somebody else who's really different, and then I'll hide myself in there. And maybe it'll be okay to be just who I am, you know? And that's a lot of who this character is, a lot of who I am. My own values, my feelings about raising children, my way, if I was a single mom in the world, how I would try to be a good mother and take care of my son and, you know, and be a good person and all of these things, so. I went to Catholic school as a kid, and of course exorcism was one of my favorite subjects because it was so scary, and then I wouldn't sleep at night and I would think, oh, does this work, and what if it happens to me, and, you know, and it's one of those things where you think, could this happen, or does this happen, or is it possible? And the way that our story is told, it's very believable. It's very easy. It's a very sweet town. These are people you've met or know, and you, how would you react to this thing that happens, this big thing that happens in this town? Probably just like one of these people. And then what would you do? And, you know, and what is it that ultimately fights evil, you know, good and true hearts, good people, good, you know, they have the power in the end to, you know, get rid of this thing. But it's kind of very subtly scary. And I think people watching the film will feel some of the questions in the movie about faith, about good and evil, about raising families, and about what do you do when you've lost everything. Like in the case of Martin Donovan's character, Travis, if you lost everything, who would you be and how would you come back? Could you come back? You know, yeah, they're interesting things to think about that are outside of just the good, scary ride the movie gives people, which I think will be really fun.